You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Lift your hands. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this opportunity. We ask again, open our eyes that we may behold and see wonderful things out of your word, out of your law. I pray, O God, for the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling for us and the riches of the glory of your inheritance for us, the saints. We thank you for this privilege and this opportunity we have to be in your presence and to hear from you. In Jesus' name, I pray that nobody under the sound of my voice will go to hell. Thank you that you will reveal your word to us. You will reveal your son to us. Your Holy Spirit will come upon us mightily in the name of Jesus. We pray with thanksgiving, and everybody shouted a very loud amen. Yeah. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Please. Are you excited to be in church? Yeah. Everybody stand to your feet and shout. So I think you are. I'm looking at somebody who didn't shout. The definition of the word shout, okay, because she doesn't understand what it means to shout. If you can get it for us, to call or to cry out loudly. So when the Bible says that we should shout to the Lord, it means that you must cry out aloud. Do you get it? Don't shout in your head. Tell your neighbor, it's not a mind shout. Okay, so I want you to be, you see, I'm teaching on stirring up, okay, things. So I want you to stir up the person on the inside, because sometimes you're in church, but the person, your body is here, but something is not here. So shout unto the Lord. Give the Lord a shout. Are you crying out aloud? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a blessing. You may be seated. Now, what a blessing, what a privilege it is to be in church. How many of you are stirring up things in you? All right? Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gifts of God. It is not your gift, it's the gifts of God. Hallelujah. Thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Okay. The gifts that is in thee by the putting on of my hand. And there are things that you must stir up in you, otherwise you will just be a natural person. Shared with you, you'll be a normal person. There will be so many things that wouldn't be in your life because you've not stirred them up. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we're going to stir things up. What do you think? And your life will never be the same again. Now, your naturalness can dominate you so much that you can't even imagine. So there are a lot of people who are, there's nothing wrong with you. You are just natural. The Bible said that for the natural man, not the evil man, the natural man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit. So when you are natural, it is just that your naturalness has taken over your life. And naturalness can really dominate you. It's like naturally you can sleep. Can dominate you so much that you have now taken the sleep to another level. You are now a sleeper. Because you are natural. Do you get it? It can dominate you. Okay? So stir up. Okay? Stir up things. Stir up the lion in you. Remember I shared that with you. The lion. There's a lion in you. If you don't stir up the lion in you, instead of walking with the lions, you'll be the sheep. When the lions come to eat, you see that I've taught you, we are the sheep of God's hand, but the Bible also describes us as lions that are just lying down. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you need to stir that up. There's that part of you that is supposed to act as a lion. You need to stir that up. Otherwise, when the lion comes to eat the sheep or the goats, they will pick you. Meanwhile, you are supposed to be a lion. Amen. Yes, there's a part of you that must be a lion. Otherwise, you'll be eaten. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Yes. In the sight of God, we are sheep. But the enemy, the Bible says that, he said, behold, the Bible says that, he saw the lion, he saw the lamb, and then in that same breath of scripture, he said that he looked and he saw the lion. There's also a lion. Jesus is both the lion and the lamb. Oh, you don't know that? Yes. So that's it. So stir up. Tell somebody, stir up the lion that is in you. You are welcome online. Those of you who are watching us online. So you can share. We can share. You can like. You can comment. Call your friend to join. Because there's somebody watching. Somebody said, you said that, oh, I couldn't go to work because I am at work. I couldn't go to church because I am at work. So I'm happy about the broadcast. God bless you. So share. Be happy. We know you are there. We are also here. So share, like our page. Share the page. Share the link with your friends and our broadcast. It's going to bless somebody. Amen. Amen. Now, if you see a lion coming and you are a sheep, which side would you want to be on? Would you rather a lion like one of them, or you'd rather be the sheep that will run away? That's why the Bible is admonishing us to stir up that gift of a lion, that gift of a lion that is in us. Then I shared with you about the eagle. You remember the eagle? If you do not stir up the gift of the eagle, you will not fly high, and you cannot glide on. You cannot glide on problems. The eagle sees the storm and then glides on the storm high. If you don't stir up the gift of the eagle in you, you will walk around as a chicken or a hen. Oh, you don't understand? The eagle can carry like a goat or a sheep apple. The hen will, you have to run around. They all have wings. Tell somebody they all have wings. They all have wings, so, but when problem comes, the eagle looks out for the problem and glides on the problem. I see somebody gliding on the problem. The problem of your life is not meant to eat you up and to finish you. Whatever you are going through, tell somebody, whatever it is that you are going through now is not meant to finish you. Say to somebody, this problem is not meant to finish you up. You are looking at the problem and you are ready to glide on it. You are ready to glide. Ride on it. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says, that Isaiah chapter 40 says that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like the hen or the chicken. Like the hen or the chicken. No. God is talking about flying high. I see you flying very high. Yeah. No. Take what I'm saying. They are prophetic words. Because God wants the eagle in you to come up. Don't run away in the face of challenges. If you are doing the work of God, don't run away when you meet a challenge. When you go there one or two times and the people are not responding, no, you have finished. You have packed your bag. I can't go again. No way. Tell somebody, no way. Now, the next thing is that you have to stir up what? What other thing did I share with you? Stir up Supernatural gifts. You see, there's a gift in you. There's a blessing of God, the gift of God in you. If you don't stir it up, you will never see the results of supernatural gifts. Now, if you don't stir up the gift of God in you, you will be a natural person. You'll be a natural person. Amen.
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 Okay. If you don't stir up the gift of God, you will be a natural person. Do you know what you'll be left with? You see, because supernatural gift is supernatural, above natural. You'll be left with the normal gifts that you have. You'll be left with very little, natural. So this is a stir up supernatural gifts. You'll be left with natural gifts. The natural gifts. You'll be left with your natural beauty, which can do, to some extent, something for you. You'll be left with what you have in the natural. You will have to. That is why people will have to project and showcase part of their bodies. Because there's no supernatural ability to bring a man. So you have to now show what a man will want. You say, but a man does not necessarily have to see it before he comes to you. If you have a supernatural... Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? That's why you become very natural. That's why people operate naturally because of this. Because you have not stirred up the gift of the Holy Spirit and the power of God. So you are natural. You are natural. Natural gifts. You have no supernatural gifts. Stir it up. There are gifts in you. There are gifts in you. Gifts of healing even in you. You have to stir them up. You'll be left with that. Stir up the anointing. If you don't stir up the power of God, you'll be left with no power. You are left with human power. You must, then everybody must go to the gym. You must take vitamins every day, go to the gym, you must be, because there will be bullies. Because you'll be left with natural gifts. Because the anointing is the power of God on you to help you do things. So if you are not stirring up the anointing, then it's like you are left with the natural person. Then what happens is that you will have to now go without power, just natural human power. You must gym. You must be strong. That's why your eyelash, your eyebrow, you will extend it long. I mean, you wear things, it's like, because that's what you have. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Your hair must be very long. People's hair are now under their feet as they are walking. You are left with the natural, because there's no supernatural gift. Yes. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Because there's no anointing, there's no power of God. There's no power. You have to embellish yourself so much, because there's no power. There's no supernatural power on you. There's now natural power. You have to go to the gym. We all have to enroll in Uncle T's gym. And then go for the metals. Carry them. It's like as I'm coming to church, I'll be like this. You take 12 or 12 X a day. Okay, my God. Walking upstairs. Please check. Too much. Amen? Oh, you don't understand. That's what the anointing is supposed to do. So that a little person with the anointing becomes a great person. Powerful. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what it does. You are left with nothing. You go and you realize that you are not ending. You are left with the natural whatever. You realize that you have... Yeah, this way, you don't like it. So it's like, my nose. I have to go and do a surgery because my natural nose is not working. So you have to now, your nose must go this way. So you think your nose is too long, so you shorten it. Or you think that people will like, your men will like you, or a man will like you if your nose is a bit slanted. You're going to do all these things. Do you understand what I'm saying? No anointing, no power. Works. Stir up the works. I must work the works of God. You must work. There are things you must do. If you don't stir up the gift of God in you, you are left with... You see, if you don't work the work... Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me whilst it is day. If you don't stir up the abilities in you to work works, you'll be left with... You'll be working, at the end of the day, you'll be tired. But it will be works from taking care of your children, from going to your work. That will be the work. That will be the work, because you have work. You come home tired. But you need to stir up the works of God. Otherwise, everybody... These days I get tired, though. These days you hear, how many of you have heard people say that before? It is not work. They didn't stir up themselves to work the works of God. They've stirred themselves and naturally they are working other work. You've gone to work and back, you'll be tired. You're taking care of children the whole day, you are tired. But that is not the work of God. Somebody understand what I'm saying? You've done everything but the work of God. So you are tired, but not the work of God. That's why Jesus said, I must work the works of Him. That's the works. If you don't stir up, and you will never do anything in church. Young people, you may sit in church and never do anything. You just come to church on Sunday and go back. That's all. And write it. Write it. I want you to write this statement. This is one of the greatest tragedies of your life. To just be in church and do nothing. Greatest. It's one of the greatest tragedies. You know, like you've heard that somebody has suddenly died, or somebody like a rich man, a rich child, who ended up with nothing. It's like they were so rich, or he was so rich, but nothing happened. So, oh, what will you say? Oh, or you hear that somebody is suddenly dead. So, but I saw him yesterday. Oh, how many of you have done that before? Oh, how many of you have done that before? You do this. Everybody do. Oh. Happened? Heaven is saying this to you. Oh! Oh! He's just become born again and he's a tragedy. A tragedy of your life to do nothing in church. It's a tragedy. Sad. That's why many... Greatest tragedy. Greatest. To be a Christian, born again and after you don't grow up to be fruitful. You don't grow up to be a shepherd. You are just there. You are getting tired, but not the works of God. Mind you work, but it's not the work of God. You work, you go around every day. When we come, you are tired, but you have not worked the works of God. You have worked. Am I saying that you shouldn't take care of your children? You are changing the message. I've never said that. Hello. Tell your neighbor, say, your mind is not working well. I didn't say that. I'm saying that if you don't stay, because naturally, you will work. There will be something you will do. Your house is even dirty. You will have to clean your house. Or don't you think so? If you go home right now, will you not be here? There will be so much to do in the house that you even 24 hours is not enough. There will be something. One of the things about the house, okay, you must understand that debt is part of human beings. When you finish cleaning, it's like that's the beginning of debt again. Are you not surprised? You say, well, when you finish cleaning, you just leave the place for 2 days. You come, the whole place is like it has never been cleaned before. So you will work, but it is not the work of God. That's why you'll be in church and you are doing nothing. That's how it is. I'm speaking to you. That's why you'll be in church. You are not a bad person. You are in church, but you have not stirred up. And you must be stirred up to work. You will not naturally do it. Yeah. Be there. To join. Baby, be an usher. Do something. Join. Be a basenta leader. If you don't stir up that gift, you will never... That's why people never become basenta leaders and mobilize people, because you see, you must be stirred up. You'll be tired. You feel tired from whatever you have been doing. You must be stirred up to be consistent. You see, people do it for 2 days and leave it. And now, so it's tiring. Yes, but you are tired for something else. You are tired doing other things, but you are not stirred up for the works of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Stir up. Stir up. To work the works. It will not happen naturally. To wake up and go, you are to go and visit. During the week. To have your basenta meeting or your center service. And to have your mobilizations. To call your sheep and care for them. You must work. You must be stirred up to work the works. You'll be tired. My sister, you go to school. You tell me. Look. That's why you think that it's like. It's not a bad thing to be in school. I'm telling you. It's not a bad thing to want to have money, because if you don't work, if you don't work, you will say that, will he buy food for me? That's the question you ask, and I'm not saying don't work. That's why you can stir yourself up to work. You can stir yourself up that after working, you will go to school in the night. Then you will still want to, you must arrange and cook for your husband, but you have not stirred yourself up to do the work of God. I'm talking to somebody. I believe I'm talking to somebody, not the people. I think the people online are the ones I'm talking to. Folks, I respect you. You are there. I know I'm preaching to you, but these ones, they are all workers of God. They do the work. What I'm saying is true. It's the truth. little step people don't do. You never wake up to do it. You can stir yourself to go to school. Stir yourself. If they tell you lectures, 12 midnight, you will go there. They tell you Sunday, we are having exams. Church, you will not come to church. Lectures on a Sunday. There are lots of people who are members here. They are not here because they are having lectures on a Sunday. They put church as easy. They have stirred themselves up because of a degree that they may never even get a job with to do. They may never. Some people never ever work with the degrees they got. And then they'll just end up being somebody say, I just like you. Can't never look at your certificate. That's what you sacrifice church for. You are not stirred up to do the works. It's the truth. I'm not here because of my degree. I have never been employed because I know I'm accounting. I've never been employed because of that. Never because you have gone to the university. No, it's not that at all. That's what people are sacrificing. You'll be here. Many of you. That's why. Tell your neighbor, that's why you are not doing anything. Not that you can't. You can. Just that it's that you have not stirred yourself up and you have not been stirred up enough to do it. That's why. It's nothing. But you are doing other things. You cook. You know how to cook. You people can organize food. Though. Cook, 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 cook. They cook. You don't even know who they are cooking for. They will not do it. Stir up the works. Tell somebody, stir up the works. The works. Stir it up. You must stir it up. It's true. Otherwise, that's it. Are you there? Stir up the works. Stir up miracles. You may stir up miracles. You can have miracles in your life. I'm talking about Christians, not pastors. He says that in these signs shall follow them that believe. You must stir up miracles. There are miracles to stir up. Okay, otherwise, what will happen? Okay, you don't stir up miracles. Your life will be a natural life. Okay? I'll give you the title of my message today. Your life can be normal and natural. 1+1. You must be promoted. You are waiting for cola, natural life. Stir up miracles. Stir up miracles. There are things you must believe God for. You must stir up the miracle. Pastor, I was asking the last time I said, you must all have, this about 2 months ago or 3 months, you must have your miracle logbook. Pastor, where is your miracle logbook? Shepherd, where is your miracle logbook? Christian, sister, brother, where is your miracle logbook? You have prayed for somebody. And the person is healed. A friend. It's not like you're going up. You can also decide to go about looking for somebody who is sick to pray for. That's also one. That's another level there. No, you can. You can. But you can also opportunity to say, you are sick. Now let's believe God. You have set up something. No. I'm going to pray with you. Believe that after the prayer you are healed. Have you done that? And believe God. Stirring yourself up that there's a power. And there is an anointing God has deposited in you. Look, I saw in the first service, I was telling your wife that her logbook is empty because the last time you complained of headache, she should have said, look, I'm going to lay my hands on you. So she doesn't have anything in her logbook. She doesn't. At least you could have been the first example. Me, I prayed for my wife before. She says that. She said, put your hand on me. I believe I'll be. And I pray, say, it's gone. Hey! Kataya mazutaha. Yes. It's true. In fact, she called for it. Sometimes I also want to see that you want the anointing. You must want the anointing to flow because as I am coming looking for, No, seriously, no. I pray for me. Pray for me. Hold me. Hold my hand. Pray for me. Yeah. Then she said that the pain you prayed for is gone. Paranazuta Nabada. It's true. That's how it works. I'm not joking. That's why I'm saying that. Her miracle logbook is empty because the last time you complained of headache, you should have said, look, I know you're a doctor, but don't take painkiller. I'm praying for you. After drink water and sleep, when you wake up, you are well. You wake up and say, hey, sister, it looks like there's some miracle power in your hand. Hey! Every time I get headache, wherever I am, I'll call you. One, you've chugged your first miracle. You record it. Got you. Tell somebody, stir up the miracle power. Stir up miracles. It's the truth. If you don't stir it up, you will never have miracles. Yes, you don't wait for, you have a bus center members. Pray for them to be healed. Stir up power. The power, all right? There's the power of God to be stirred up. Amen. Amen. Now, this morning, I'm preaching And those of you on radio, God bless you for tuning in wherever you are listening to us from. God bless you. Your life will never be the same again. All those of you on social media and all that different account, keep sharing, keep liking, keep commenting. Yes, whatever you must do. Yes, you can like it. They can like, even as you are here, you can like it and send the link to your friend. You'll be here, send the link to your friend. You share now, share to your friend that look, you must watch what is happening. You need it. It's a miracle power that is flowing. Share it with somebody right now. It's a power service. Tell somebody, power is flowing. Power is flowing. Amen. Share it. Sometimes you have to just take your phone. Share it to anybody that comes to mind. Just say, they must share. Yes, just take the link. It's on any platform. Say, I need to do it. I must work the word. Sometimes you have to do it. Because a miracle is also coming to you by doing that. You'll be surprised. This will be your miracle. Because when I said, my friend said that was the deliverance. You'll be surprised. Yes. Amen. Now, this morning I'm sharing on stir up supplies. Stirring up supplies. So stir up. Tell somebody, stir up supplies. Stir up. Stir up supplies. Now, how many of you need supplies in your life? This is your miracle service. Tell somebody, this is your miracle service. Oh. Tell another person, this is your miracle service. A miracle. Because this message is going to release the key to stirring up supplies. Whatever you need, the Lord will supply. Hallelujah. Are you there? John chapter 2. The Bible says in John chapter 2, verse 1, that, and on the third day, all right, this is the story about Jesus Christ. There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And Jesus and Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. So the story is about a miracle, but the mother of Jesus was there. Tell somebody that who attends the program and is with you is important. The Bible says that Jesus... Third day. Now, the third day, I was actually thinking about why the Bible says on the third day. It's talking about the third day from the previous chapter. There was an experience with Nathaniel. There was a day, and they said that the next day, you know, the day Jesus said that the next day he said Jesus coming, and he said that, behold, the Lamb of God. And there was another day, so there were 3 days. Then 3 days after that is this day. So like on the third day, okay, 2 days after the third day, on the third day. So it's a sequence of events that there was a marriage, and then in Cana of Galilee, Jesus' mother, so Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. And the Bible says that, and Jesus also, both Jesus and his disciples were called to also be there. So, and Jesus, both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. So the two of them, the mother, Jesus, and then the disciples, who you also invite to your life and to your home and to whatever you are doing is important. The Bible says that was called, was invited. Okay? Both. So that somebody must have invited them. What do you think? Who do you invite? Some of you have parties. And then the kind of people who come, you have another life, a set of friends. So you can't invite us to such places. You can't. You can't invite. So you have them and they come for those events and then church that you are sitting down. As though you don't have any other friend. That is why when we close from church, you see, anybody we close from church does not interact with people and all that. They have another set of friends who are not in church. Yes, how can it be that we close from church? We share the grace now. Hey! How can it be? It's not true. Your friends are waiting. Friends are waiting. You have made arrangement to go to the beach after church. Because they are waiting. That's why you will talk. You can't talk to anybody. There's nobody here. There should be like 3-4 people here you'd want to say hello to. You've got to say something. They are here before you go home. It's not possible. It's as far back as I can remember. It's not possible. Like if we're a serious Christian, I can't. Look, I remember campus. Look, if I'm going, I had a friend. She's called Hilda. I used to walk with her back because she was on my block. So we'll be walking. So when I'm going from my hall, no, from Legon Hall too, because we used to have, first service was at 6, second service was at 8. We used to finish service at 10:30 because after that, Deeper Life had a service in the auditorium. They would go and come back for a meeting at 12:30 because then they had also closed that we can have around the place to have our meetings, and then it goes into the evening, and sometimes we go for service in the night. So when I'm going back, so I'll go back, sometimes we'll go back briefly to come back for the meeting. I'll just, from the church, because I'll say, wait for me, I'm coming. Then she'll say, you. Because as we have finished whatever social, as I'm going, I'll say, wait, I'm coming. Then I'll meet this person, I'll talk to this person. Just wait, I'm coming. Then I'll say, wait, I'm coming. Then nobody taught me that, because you cannot be in church and you don't talk to anybody. I'll talk to everybody. I'll meet. It's not that I want to talk to people. There are people you meet. There are people. Oh, hello, hello, everybody. Why is it that you nobody sees you and wants to talk to you? How come if you are going, even up till now, sometimes you can, as we are in Mampon, even my people, I couldn't see them. As I'm moving, I'll meet people. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Pastors, is it not true? No, apart from church members, I'll meet. There's somebody I will meet. Hey! Even when you don't want to, I'm saying that the fact that you don't have that shows that you have a set of friends. The Bible says that, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Yes, who do you invite? Who do you call into your life and into important events? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The verse 3. Go down. Look at that. And when they wanted wine, the mother, okay, she said to him, when they wanted wine, Mary, that's the mother, she said to him, they have no wine. They've run out of wine. How many of you have problems in your life? Look at this. I'll show you something about this. And when they wanted wine, why is it that you have planned a wedding and there's no wine? That's how it is. Poor planning sometimes. So there are problems in life. This is a major problem. There are problems in life. It is as a result of poor planning. You've not planned well. But you need a miracle. That's why you need a miracle. That's why you need a miracle. And that stage is like, it is based on what you had to do yesterday. So there's nothing you can do to save the situation now. You had to solve this problem before the wedding. When they wanted wine. Look at that. It's right there. The mother said unto him, they have no wine. It's a problem. Where so many people, how can it be? Tell somebody, how can it be? You have planned a wedding. There's nothing. They have no wine. They have no wine. That's a problem. So there's a problem in our lives or in your life. That is as a result of sometimes poor planning or sometimes what you didn't expect. You planned with 100 people. 300 people came. How many of you have been in a situation like that before? How many of you are in your life situation, a situation now, you never, when you started the business, you couldn't imagine that this problem will come. Lift up your hand. When you started the business, or you started, maybe you started school. How many of you have been in an exam, you never expected a certain question, but it dropped? That's the same problem. The problem that dropped. So I think when I said business hands were that, God, a lot of people are students. You are writing an exam. A particular question, you say, hey, what is this doing here? Then you say you are finished. How many of you have seen a paper, you realize that you are failing? You are dropping, you are sinking. Say, look, I'm going down. Hey! That's it. Because you never expected it. That's how it is. So in life, financial problems, financial issues, so many of the things that you meet, you never envisage them. When you were young, you're dreaming, I want to be a pilot. How many of you wanted to be pilot when you were young? It's like your dream when you see an airplane, I want to fly and Lolo plane. This one you have never told me. Pilots, because I know of other things, but pilots, I didn't know that. This one I didn't know. Well, It's not bad. By the time I knew her, she was not thinking pilot, so I can't know everything about when she was born. Since she was born, I can't know about those things. Oh, you wanted to be a doctor? You see now, there are so many of them. Or you wanted to be an architect? Yes, it's true. High ambitions. That one I know. Oh, but you had it, but you didn't go. Yeah, she had the course, but she didn't go for it. So that one is a choice. Hey! Are you understand what I'm saying? So that is the problem. Now, you grow up and it's like, Charlie, sometimes taxi driver cry, you are not a taxi driver to get some money to chop. No, that's, I'm showing you problems in life. These are the real problems. Graduates. And there's nothing wrong with it. You can see a graduate who didn't plan to drive, but is driving. And it's sometimes making money. So see, that's where, that is even smart. At least he's doing something. May the Lord show a way and give you a way out of the problems that you are in. That's why this message is important. How do you stir up supplies? Because you need things. How many of you need something? There's a need in your life. There are people who are here who need husbands. Oh yes, you need it. Although you don't say it, you need. Oh, why is it that you don't want her to say it? That you see, that behavior does not elicit and bring a man, because you are behaving like you don't like. But you like. You know, I remember a wedding I officiated here. That's where's Ellie? Ellie's wife. I mean, a wedding that the girl is like, she was. So normally the ladies are calm and cool. The men are grinning from ear to ear. This one. I mean, everything. Gagging for it. I want it. I remember very well. It's a wedding I remember because of the lady. How she was for it. Ah. You remember? Yes. Many ladies are very calm. They like it. In fact, they like it more than the men, but they don't share. They don't show. I strongly believe that girls like boys more than boys like girls. I strongly believe it. Because the desire for marriage was put in the woman. They like it. Hey. That's why when they marry, the man can be their God. If you go off a bit, they can do something bad to you. Yes. Yes. That's why they get emotional problems sometimes over a man. Yes, that's it. It's not, I'm not saying anything bad. It's scripture. All right. Now problems. I'm talking about problems. God will supply. There's a miracle marriage for somebody. Yeah. I said there's a miracle marriage for somebody. Yeah. There are some of you, it will take a miracle for you to receive your wife or your husband. It's true. Somebody is also receiving a miracle wife. It's a miracle supply of a wife is coming to you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You see the ladies who are not married, they won't lift their hands. I don't even understand them. Meanwhile, you are not married. You are not married. You won't lift your hand and collect it and put it in your pocket. Yes. You are sitting down and thinking that when it is time, in his time, no problem. Sometimes you have to talk to older people who are not married to understand. They will give you sound advice. By the time they are saying amen for the blessings, it's like the miracle must be wild. Amen. Are you understand what I'm saying? Look, so I'm saying that God is going to supply. Amen. I'm talking about, I'm preaching, it's a miracle preaching. I'm preaching about a miracle that can come into your life. Amen. Yes, they wanted. He says that they have no. How many of you, there are things you have not? You see, they have no wine. Wine here is also talking about joy. There's no joy. Your soul needs happiness. your soul, not your face. Your face is nice, but your soul is not happy. Wine makes people happy, brings happiness to. It's true, when they drink, that's why somebody who is not smiling will drink and start bring joy to the soul. One day I saw a sister who mistakenly, we were at a table, and not knowing that wine, which was a Christian sister's, whatever, we had to go, and then it was a non-alcoholic wine that was served. There was a non-alcoholic, and not knowing the other one was not non-alcoholic, that means it was alcoholic. So she poured a lot and just drank. So this thing, it's like there's something in it. It was not so much, but she drank. Hey, it was so bad. Because she had never, and it was not macho. The percentage, it was something little that entered the sister. Hey, the husband was there. It was becoming embarrassing. Smiling and misbehaving at the next time somebody blesses you with a... with these non-alcoholic whatever, check the thing. Because you may be drinking yourself into happiness. Alcoholic happiness. Amen. They have no. So there are things you don't have. There are things you don't have that you need. But God is the one who will supply them. Then they have no wine. He said to his mother, they have no wine. And Jesus answered and said to her, the next one. Jesus answered. She said to the mother, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. That is sounding rude. But the mother of Jesus turned to the son. And the reason why it is believed that she said this is that, let me not go into that for another day. He said to the mother, it sounds rude, but there's a reason. And there are some reasons ascribed to this. She turned to Jesus and says that they have no wine. And then Jesus says that, why are you doing this? Why? Woman, what do I have to do with you and these things? She was quiet. She didn't say, hey, whatever, whatever. She didn't say anything. But she was there. She also understood spiritual things, that she knew that what she was doing was a breach. We'll not go into that. But right after that, the verse 5. Jesus' mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said, do it. Tell somebody, do it. Do it. Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Just do it. He said to the servant. Jesus said, his mother said to the servants that were around, that whatsoever he says, just do it. Wow, what a nice story. And that is it. And Jesus said to the people, he said unto them, and started speaking. But I want to go into some of the points. Now, this is one of the greatest miracles that Jesus did. And it was the first miracle that Jesus did. Now, the mother of Jesus, I think, knew that the son had a certain power of a sort. And said to the people that whatsoever he says, you must do it. There's power. There's power, but you may not be able to receive them if sometimes it is not stirred up. And so the mother is the one that initiated this whole stirring. Do you understand it? There was an initiation. That's the beginning of the stirring. Whatever he says, do it. That scripture alone is a whole message. All right. Now let me read this. Miracle. The miracle of turning water into wine reveals the power of obedience to release supernatural power for provision. Right there. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, the miracle. That miracle, it tells us of obedience. You see, he says that whatever he says, you can also say that. The verse 5. Go to the verse 5. And maybe give us another verse. Whatsoever he says, it says to the servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Just do it. Okay. Oh, you can have obey or be obedient to it. Whatever he says, be obedient to it. You can say that. So she's talking about obedience. The mother knew that there's a miracle power in his son. Now, whatever there is that he should say, he told the servant, she told the servant, Just obey, because there is something in this man. He's my son, I know. I've been with him for 30 years. Are you there? Do it. Do it. Now, I think that obedience is one of the main things that we Christians, we lack. But my prayer is that today, you will receive this instruction. Okay? May you receive this instruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever he says, do it. And the next verse, verse 6. Give us the verse 6, King James. He says that there were sets there, right? Where they were. He just looked. There were set there about six water pots that were made of stones. And then this was used. This is after the manner of the purifying of the Jews. Okay, this was used for purification purposes. Okay, that's containing about, it says 2 to 3 firkins. Now that's like 9 gallons. Okay, it says that 9 gallons. So, or 40 to 41 liters each, containing about 2 to 3 each. So, this is describing the size of the water pots that were made of stones for purification. It was meant for purification purposes. That is why it was there. It's been stated by the Jew. And then there are things about purification. And then Jesus said unto the servant, the next verse, Jesus says unto the servant, he said to them that were there, fill the water pot with water. Fill. Instructions have started. What did the mother say? Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And immediately Jesus comes in again. He starts to issue instructions. Those of you who don't like instructions and obeying instructions, that is the reason why miracles don't flow in your life. Look at it. Immediately Jesus comes in, right from the beginning, he issued instructions. Fill the water pots with water. And the people, having been told that they must also obey, the Bible says, and they filled it to the brim. They took it to the highest level. When you are giving instructions, take the instructions to the highest level. Yes. 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 Obey. I'm showing you how. How do you stir up supplies? I'm talking about supplies. Supply of everything. Supply of everything. You can be supplied. Look, you can be supplied with a wife. You can be supplied with a husband. You can be supplied with money. You can be supplied. Tell somebody there are supplies. God has enough supplies for you. Say it well. Look, you're talking like you don't need supplies. You need money. You need money. You need to change some of your clothes, maybe. You need to pay school fees. You need a miracle. You're praying that you walk down the aisle and you'll be holding somebody's hand. Or when you wake up every day, there's a man, you have a husband. It's the truth. Or you don't want to marry. Hey! See now, I said it. I just saw somebody and I just said it, and then he said that he wants to marry. Everybody. They want it. Everybody. See, I've not gone to any sister. It's a gentleman. Want it beautifully. You have said they have no wife because he has no wife. As the people didn't have wine, this one has no wife. He doesn't want wine. Oh, you don't understand the message. Wine is a symbol of joy. When the Lord supplies you, you will be happy. Receive the supplies that will bring happiness into your life. Oh, yes. That's why the beauty of life is some of these things, some of the supplies that will come into your life. It just lightens you up, makes you happy. That's why on the wedding day, you see a lot of people are happy. The couple, they are happy. You see even the atmosphere is a happy atmosphere. Yeah. And there was a shame. A social disgrace was coming on this couple. I've invited people. Instead of making them happy, you are not bringing joy. Why can we come and then be unhappy at your wedding? A wedding is supposed to be a place of happiness, and it was a very important feast in the Jewish tradition. And it's not important for us. Look, weddings are one of the ceremonies people shudder. Look, these days there, I think the way people dress to weddings sometimes is also bad. Hey, it's like this is the situation that has presented itself. We are now going to dress women. Look, ladies, some of you, the way you dress for weddings, it's not nice. One day I was walking here. I was walking this way. There was a lady, because of how she was, when she saw me coming, she turned this way. Because you can't see her front. And it's true. I saw it because when I was up there, you see, you can see everybody. As the person came in, I thought it was a painting. How many of you have seen something before? I said, oh, it's a painting, a dress or something. It's not real. I remember very well. Because I could see from here. It's like a painting is coming. But the reason why I know it was a painting, because when we were walking, because she was standing some. Oh, she turned this way because as we were coming, it was too bad. Yes. Because they're supposed to be joy. So you are coming to the wedding to make yourself happy. But listen, listen. That's why God wants to supply your need so that you'll be happy. God wants to supply a little bit of. Somebody needs just a little supply of money. 100 Ghana cedis can make somebody happy. 200 cedis can make somebody very. I mean, somebody's joy will be full with 200 Ghana cedis. May the Lord supply. Say a louder amen to that. Yes. That's all. That's all. He's not looking for a plane ticket. She's not looking for a plane ticket. And fill the water pot. They did. And right there, the Bible says, they did that. And Jesus said again, all right? Jesus said again, he said to the servants, once again, now draw. Draw. Out now and bear. Draw now and so carry it. Draw from the water. Now, we know that it's water. Draw. And then bear it unto the governor of the feast. And they did. That's what they did. They also obeyed. They did exactly what the master said. Draw now. Bear it. Give it to the governor of the feast. Instructions. Now look at it. The mother said to the servant, whatever he says, do it. Jesus said to them, fill the water pot with water. They filled to the brim. Draw up. And they also did what? Bear it. They did it. Look at it. So I like the instructions in there. Jesus, and he said unto them, draw. They are all things to do. Now I'll tell you, these are the 3 points. I have 3 points, and then we are done. Supplies, all right? Stay up. And that was a miracle. When they did as they went, that was it. They did everything. How can you carry water and go and give it to the governor of the feast? You can lose your head for this and say it is wine. But they did it, believing. Fill the water pot with water. Fill it. They filled it. Now, the first one is stir up abundance by obedience. Abundance. Say abundance. Abundance. By obedience. You need to be obedient. This message is about obedience. Your obedience brings abundance. Lack in your life is the result of disobedience. Disobedience brings lack and want. There's power in obeying. There's a lot of power in obeying. Okay? Tell somebody obedience is a power. And disobedience is a power. Obedience brings abundance. Disobedience brings you lack and want. So many people don't have what they need because they disobey, because they were not obedient. There's a certain power that is stirred up whenever you obey. There are certain supernatural powers that work in your favor when you obey. Many people are in church. You are not obedient. You are not obedient to anything in church. Anything the Lord says, any instruction the Lord is giving, anything the church is doing, you don't obey. They don't obey. Will never obey. They never join in anything. We are all, even worship. You see people that won't sing. They will not even sing. The Lord says, Isaiah 43 says, behold, I do a new thing. The Lord will give you, if you won't sing a new song, you will never receive new things. If songs are being sung and you will not make the effort to sing, you sit, worship the Lord with holy hands, you will not lift your hand. You are disobedient. I'm telling you, your lack of, I will just start from worship. You come to church, they are singing, it's like you are watching a concert, you won't lift your hand. You are just standing. You're just standing, you won't worship. Lift your hand and praise the Lord and sing along and join in. It is your disobedience that is bringing that. It's true. And it is not bringing miracles your way. No abundance supply will be declared unto you. Abundant supplies will not be your portion. And that's the truth, because you are disobedient. There are many disobedient people. Many people are disobedient. Disobedient to basic Christian principles. And the principles, they are there. They are spiritual laws that have a power to bring good things your way. So as you are disobeying, you think that you are smart. You think that you know what you are doing. What it is that you have been located in the realms of the spirit. In the spiritual realm, okay, you are termed a disobedient person and therefore no supply. And rather demons will come to you. It's such a truth. The people of God, the church is like Israel, the nation. God says, go to the land. We are going to the land. Only you are not going into the land. Only you are staying behind a memory. You are remembering that the people are giants and all that. You will join the people who will die. And the people who are going into the land are the young ones who will believe. Many people, many members don't join in the things of the work, the things of the church, the work of God. Join in bringing up people, shepherding people, taking care of people, gathering. Many people don't join because you are disobedient. It is just disobedience that make you behave that way. You are not busy. Tell somebody you are not busy. You are not busy. You are not busy. Who are you? Why you are so busy you can't do what? You are not busy. You are not busy. Disobedience. That's why it takes obedience to fly. And you are just supposed to obey the instructions of flying an aeroplane. That's all. Yes. You just need to obey. Don't use your feelings up there. Tell somebody you can't use your feelings up there. Feelings. When you feel and you turn the knob down, the plane will crash. The knob must be up. You feel like, let me touch it and see. You don't touch things you've not been told to touch when you are in the air. You can't switch off the engine in the air. That's the problem. Because of your feelings, you are crashing and killing everybody. That's why you are not a pilot. Yes. Disobedience. Many things. Abundance. When you are obedient, abundance come to you. Look at that. The John 2 is about the mother saying first. Whatever instruction he gives, just obey. Even when it was almost like a humiliation. But that was not. There's a reason why Jesus said that. Jesus said that, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. Because at that time it was not a mother-son relationship kind of. He was a spiritual person. Jesus said, what I see my father do is what I do. Not that, you see, Jesus was not a Ghanaian person where it's like, oh, it's for my mother, so just give my mother this area. The mother doesn't deserve to have that area. You are using government, whatever, to just, so because you are in power, then you give them to your family. Jesus didn't operate like that. You can't just do miracles. It's a spiritual thing. So don't use your powers as a mother to lure me to do miracles for somebody. That was what kind of, like, I must be in touch with my father, not what you are saying. Do you understand it? Yeah. When we were at the conference, when Dr. Pauline Nature was preaching, and the people were saying, preach on, I said, I'm not listening to you, I'm listening to Bishop. It's not you, it's not your noise. There's the right person who must stir me and tell me to preach. Many people don't understand who they must listen to. Many people, sometimes I'm with people and I just watch them. I'll be talking and say, well, that you are listening to somebody whilst I'm the one who is leading the thing. Listen to what I am saying, because if I'm the leader here and I'm telling us to do something, I'll be watching to see what you are listening to and what you will follow. And many people just say, oh, this is also nice. It's a nice instruction. This is a nice thing. There are a lot of nice advice around. You must follow the right thing and be obedient to the right thing. Yes. Oh, it's true. So lots of people are disobedient. They don't flow. Oh, we are all doing. They will never do anything. There are some people that don't even bother again. Oh, yes. It's true. Not that I'm angry, but why bother? Tell somebody, why bother? Ask your neighbor, why bother? Why bother? You do. There are some people, you can't do it again. It's like, it's over. Just leave them. Just do whatever they want you. Find new people who will obey. It's the truth. As though we have not spoken to them before, because they are just disobedient. That's it. These servants were obedient. Look at the fill the water pot. Fill the water pot with water. Fill them. They filled to the brim. Oh, Oh, we have poured some water in the water pot. We have poured some water. Oh, it's full. It's almost full. It's almost full. Then you'll be arguing. It's almost full. Basenta work. We do basenta work. Just that the last 3 months I've not done it, but we are in it. Hey. I'm talking to you. You see, that's how instructions are not obeyed. Somebody is supposed to, you are supposed to play instrument. You are not there. How can it be that you are not in church to play instruments? When everybody, we know that you are supposed to be there to play. Where are you? You are not there. You are not there. So, well, because of you are now coming. Instructions, eh? Check all the people who were great people in the Bible. Obedience. Check. And the mother of Jesus knew there was something supernatural about my son. Just, so I'm telling you, how do you stay up? Tell somebody, how do you stay up? Something stirs up. Jesus was, have you realized that Jesus was not in the mood to do any miracle? Jesus wasn't going to do any miracle. He was not going to do any miracle. He didn't come. He also came. He was invited. He was an important person. He was invited. Have important people in your life. Oh. Some of you, you have problems. Your friends are actually problems. You have invited problems. People who will never bring solutions into your life. Friends who are, the person you are seeing is not Kofio. You can even erase the name and call problem. That person will land you in prison. You can erase the name and say prison. Because you're going to prison is because of that person who is in your life. There's somebody in your life, you can just erase the name that you know of the person and put HIV. That friend is the reason why you get HIV. It's the truth. I've invited the problem. Many of you, you have friends that you think that you are hiding your friends from us. Some of you, you have beloveds who are problems. You won't tell us. You see some of you, it's amazing. Recently I checked something. These guys, you are doing something as you are hiding it from me. When the problem comes, I will be called. Yes. Oh, you are sitting there as though, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. They have. Be in church, you call your person and say, you are getting married. You have been in church all this while. You have traveled. You have gone to marry. That's a problem. Yes. It's not a joke. It's a real story. Yes. I'm surprised you are even saying, wow. Because there's somebody. That's your sister. People, as I'm talking, obedience. You won't obey. You are sitting down. You have, somebody's husband is the one who's like, you are a second wife, unofficial wife. How? Well, what I'm saying is not good. You don't like it. They will never rather stir themselves up to obeying and doing what they must do. That is why sometimes you must not feel sorry for people. Because that's why I started off by talking about why they had no wine. Why should you have a wedding and then the wine gets finished? Because you didn't prepare well. Or a wind blew. You didn't expect something. That's the reason for problems. You learned, but you didn't learn enough. So when the questions drop, you realize that the 6 questions you are supposed to answer, you know only 1.5. But that's the problem. You didn't prepare adequately. There are a lot of young people. You are spending money betting. You see, you are young. Don't worry. Keep betting. But a day is coming. Where the money is coming from, your parents have been giving you money instead of thinking well, knowing how to save and all that. You are using the money betting. A day is coming, you won't have money again. All your money is going into betting. That's when you realize you have gone to marry or you're going to impregnate somebody. They'll be calling you for school fees. You realize you can't pay school fees because you have wasted. And then you'll be calling, oh, Charlie, give me something. Who should give you something? That's why people are in lack and want. It's not that they were just there. They didn't obey. They were not obedient to things they were told to do. You are not obedient to preaching. When the preaching came, you didn't mix it with faith and believe and go all out. I'm stirring you up. The problem, that's why I'm saying that the problem is as a result of, everybody's problem is as a result of a certain disobedience in the past. If you will obey now, there will be an abundant supply of miracles in your life. It's the truth. You start obeying. I obey the work of God. I obey. I believe. I don't know why. When I found, I believe so much. When I believe so much. Like as though I was not normal. I really believe though. It is the way I believe that made me. I've given myself. If this is real, myself can also go into it. It's like, I believe in the church. I believe in this church. I believe in the prophet. I believe in what he says. I believe. It's just believable. You ask me, what did I didn't know scriptures. Can I give you scriptures? I believed in a man. I believed in his instruction. I believed that this man, what I've seen some few things about, after I'm following him, I believe it as well. Go here, I've gone. Come, I've come. Go, I've gone. That's my life. Obey. I've seen things that a lot of my friends can boast of in life. Don't think about what you experiences, rich experiences. You may have some of those or seen some of the things and whatever, but your experience is different. You say, oh, maybe I'm thinking, okay, I've gone here before. I've also gone before. No, my experience there was different from yours, because what you experienced there is different from what I experienced. Maybe you went as a hustler. I didn't go as a hustler. Maybe when you went there to do immoral things. I've not gone to do immoral things. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the experiences is what I'm talking about. The different things and different places. My experiences of Ghana is even different. My travels in Ghana and the nation, I've seen Ghana. I mean, the Ghana that I've seen is all because of one day I went to the Volta region. I realized that it's a region I've never been to. And it was church. As I went to the Volta region I remember it's my first, I was just happy because it's like, church has brought me to a part of Ghana. You have, some of you, your whole world is like an Accra. Yes. And we say, let's go for a conference in Accra. That is your experience. And it is a great experience imprinted on your mind. It will change you forever. Obedience. Obedience. Many of you, your disobedience is making you have nothing. No, nothing. Yes, abundance is as a result of obedience. Yes, it's just obeying. Obey. Don't say that come full. No, I'm not talking a full-time person. Lay whatever. Abundance. Believe in what we are preaching and do it. Join the church. If you are in this church and your heart is not in the church and the preaching, I'm preaching to you. I'm your pastor. I'm preaching to you. You are listening to somebody else. Go there. Go there, rather. Why are you sitting here? You are a liar. You are a liar. You don't believe. When we are fasting, you are not fasting. You are fasting with a radio fasting. Some radio pastor beast fasting. When we are fasting here, you don't fast and join this fast. Go there. Go. Be on radio. It's also a nice fast. So be a radio member of that church. Yeah. So I'm talking about supplies. Look at this. The miracle in Cana of Galilee saw water being turned into wine. The miracle happened in front of many guests. Jesus' mother knew that her son was anointed. At least she knew that he was an unusual child and that he had some powers that she had not given to him. There's something about. Yes. There's something. There's something. I'm just saying that obedience is important. So let's do it. We'll talk about the work of God. Let's do it. When God says something, we should do this. Church, we are doing it. Let's all do it. Many of you, basic things that we are supposed to even do in church. You don't join in. We are flowing. Okay, we are all doing this. We all want to be youthful. You even do it. I don't know what you will ever do. I don't know what you will do. I didn't know. Be there and don't know. You always don't know. Or what should I say? What should I say? You always don't know. Nobody will say anything to you. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you about abundance. It's true. It's the key. It's the key. Number two, stir up manifestations by obedience. Stir up manifestations. We should stir up. There are real manifestations that can come into our lives. There is power in obedience to stir up manifestations. Manifestations will happen to those who love God. Those who love God are those who are obedient. Obedience will stir up the power of God like nothing else. John chapter 40, verse 21. He that hath, listen to this, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that love me. And he that love me, he says that, shall be loved of my Father. My Father shall love him, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. John 1, 4, 21, look at that. He that loveth me shall be loved. That's it. He keeps my commandments. He shall be loved by my Father. I shall also love him and bring manifestations. Yes. Manifestation is as a result of being obedient to the word of God, to the instructions of God. God has called you. Be a pastor. Do the work of God. Be a shepherd. You are sitting there as a member. Join and do the work of God. You will not do it. You are disobedient. You do any other thing. Sometimes I see people, I say, look, what is this? What are they doing? Your social media things. You're not using social media to be a spiritual person. You look at the clothes, the dances, and the things. What is happening? Church members. Of course. If you have taken pictures, but then like the music and the parties and the kind of places, you will get to sometimes know people by going on their statuses and then their social media. And I saw a church member, she was wearing a skirt up to here. I'm not joking, I have the picture, I sent it to another pastor. Then I drew an arrow like this, and I pointed up there. I said, what is this? And I sent it to her. I said, what is this? Nonsense. And she was dancing on social media. Dancing. Can you be? And the video was also coming from down. I said, what is this? Your thighs. I'm not joking, like this. Back. I said, how? You are not even shy. You are not obedient. And then when we say we are going on an outreach, you will not go. But you can go for certain programs and be there. You have time for this. It's a real thing. No? You wouldn't understand why there are problems in people's life. But this little disobedience. Would you like to fly on an aeroplane for 12 hours? You want to be flown by a pilot who sometimes just switches the engine off because the instructions keep it on. Sometimes you just turn it off. Will you want to be on an airplane like that? You don't want it. So that is what I'm saying. That is why you will not have certain manifestations. Because you are disobedient. You are known as a disobedient person. So manifestations are released to people who are God lovers and who obey. God lovers are obedient. They're obedient. It's not like a mindless kind of obedience. So obedience based on scripture and the word of God and the things that are being taught. If you believe that soul winning is a good thing, if you believe that when anybody turns people to righteousness, he's wise, why are you not constantly turning people to righteousness? He that winneth a soul is wise. Proverbs chapter, I think, 11, verse 30. Why don't you then do that which is wise? You won't do it on a consistent basis. Why? He that loves, you don't do it. Don't say you did it. He says that he that reapeth receiveth wages. And you gather fruit unto eternity. You reap. He that is reapeth is a reapeth. You are always doing it. Not stop, do, stop, go, come. Today, this, tomorrow, that. We are not obedient. We have to accept our disobedience. It's for all of us. How many of you have realized that you have disobedience? We don't really obey. It's true. We must obey to see manifestations. Some of you dancing stars, today you are dancing, tomorrow you are not dancing, tomorrow you are not following obedience in a certain way. That is why you will be in church sometimes for a long time. Say, well, I've not seen this, I've not seen that. No, it's because you are disobedient. Because there are lots of miracles that are lined up for people who are obedient. Yes. Great miracles. People whose hearts are open. What is it that we are flowing? We are moving. Obeying every instruction. That's how it works. The truth. Right there in the scripture. Make sure that you have heard from God and make sure that you know his will. As you know that God, being in church is good. Be in church well. Jesus is the only person we know who was born of a virgin. Listen to this. Isaac was not born of a virgin. When Abraham was 90 years old, he was given instructions, or he received instructions from God to have a child in his old age. Are you there? His wife was also barren and old. She needed a miracle of birth and a miracle of rejuvenation. Now, this old man, plainly speaking, he couldn't have sex. The wife is also gone menopausal. Stopped bleeding and having menstruation for years. So how can this person have a child? Even sometimes women in their 40s start having menopause. Some people start from 40. So it's a very old layer. Look at that. She did a miracle of healing and a miracle of rejuvenation. Abraham obeyed God in doing what he could to make his wife pregnant at that old age. Through his obedience. This is somebody who didn't say, this man of God, what prophecy to is this? That's how people take prophecies. When they are given something, maybe you should try this. Maybe you should try this. Sometimes it's not, I don't know what you expected, but that word is the prophecy. It's the word for you. Go for it. Believe in it. I believe that this is it. If you think, listen to this, they did that. Sometimes you may think that it is the very expensive thing you need to do before, sometimes. Or you think that maybe if I can do this, I can do that. Maybe Sarah could have thought that, Charlie, is there no, even if she thought that way, it was powerful. Abraham was thinking, Charlie, some Viagra. So maybe Abraham was thinking, Viagra has not been made, so God, why are you saying this? Whatever you will do, you must do to be rejuvenated and then perform before she will get pregnant. That's a miracle. This one is not a virgin birth. I beg you. It's not. If it's not happening, you must happen it. Happen it. If it's not happening, must happen. Say, hey, we will go. If you will, you will go. Whatever you do for the thing to go, it must go. Kata nabaza tanaza. You are sitting down. That's why even young people, young couples who are not, it brings problems. Like people who are married from, you are in your 30s. You say that you are not doing it. It's a problem. Why? You are lying down. And then you see, the woman has shut the mind. Meanwhile, perhaps there's power in the man. If the power is activated by somebody, you'll be surprised the performance wherever it is activated. There's power. There is so much power. It's like a kosumbu power that is lying down coolly. But somebody needs to rejuvenate and start it. What? Hey! I'm saying that, but Abraham believed. All right? Think deeply. Prophet says here that if you think deeply about the difficulties and the barriers that stood before Abraham, you will agree with me that the power of God has really moved in their lives to give birth. It is not a simple thing. This miracle thing about receiving a child there, sometimes, like I shared with you, somebody said, pray for us. I believed. And that night, and I felt. And that was it. You can't even explain it. What science can explain this? And these are her words. I remember. She said, I believed it from when you prayed. He said that night, and then by Tuesday, she said, I feel that I'm pregnant. Wow. Is it not wonderful? That's how it works. You see, it's a feeling of, I believe it. It even gives you energy to do something. I'm just there. You don't do anything. Let's go out. Obedience springs into your life manifestations. One day, there was a testimony. My miracle books are there. I just have to publish it, then you'll see the miracles. There was a couple, a pastor and a wife. No child. Then they had gone to the hospital, done this, done. It's not like I have babies I'm giving. It's a manifestation. But I remember I gave her a timetable. I said, dude, do you know what? See, don't think that. Maybe it is your word. Hello? Now, I told her something. I won't tell you, but I said something. I said this. Do this. It's nothing. I don't know what it is. I gave her a timetable. She said she followed the timetable. So the pastor was given. Then they gave birth. Suddenly. And ever since, the babies have been flowing. Look, I remember very well the struggles. I remember the struggles. It was because of the struggles. Today she says she has gone to check the tubes. One day, I remember one day, said that the doctor said they should. That's the first time I heard they have to blow the tubes. Is this something that is done? Yes. Blow. So what is it? So you have to blow air through it or something. I remember so well. Going through a lot. And the husband was giving. That was when I was coming. I remember that day I was my first Sunday here. Okay, that Sunday when I was introduced in Takoradi, then I flew back to Accra because there was a dinner. So I flew back, I had to be there. Then that's when he said that. And he said that, thanks for giving me a child. Then everyone was like, how? No, that was the man speaking. Because the timetable he followed brought the child. Because he believed it. He just believed it. I believe that there's something in there. Obedience. You said no, it must happen. So that's how it is. But there are a lot of people, you say it, they won't believe it. You just don't do it. So many things, just do it. Come to church. It's like it doesn't sound like a prophecy. Come to church. Your coming to church is the miracle. Hallelujah. You will never receive anything in the house. You will never receive as you are just lying down. Who should bring you food in the house? You'll be hungry, you will die. There's something you must do to receive. Even the leper said that, let's move. If we perish, we perish. Let's move forward. You have hands, you can see everything. You will not come to church. You will be hungry. No manifestation. Abraham received the word. Old age. Sarah, let's go. It worked. It worked. That's why you must believe that you can be fruitful. You must believe that no matter what. Don't think that where you are working as a pastor or a bacenta leader, nothing can happen there. Miracles can happen there. You can bring miracles and manifestation if you're obedient to the word. And you'll be surprised that you will be gathering 250 people in that area. Yes, 250, 300 people. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's just that you are not obedient. Or you don't see what I'm saying. It's just obedience that is lacking. You are obedient to other things. Sister, that's how it is. You are obedient in other areas. You are obedient to this. You are obedient to that. But you're not obedient. Stir up miracles by obedience. Miracles will come to you when you're obeying. That's what. So obedience is the key. It stirs up. That is what will stir up that power for a miracle. And disobedience will stir up a negative power that will bring lack and want. Because the disobedience is what brought you there. Now, if you need a miracle, be obedient. How many of you have realized that? Not settle. You are disobedient. You have disobeyed a lot of things. Don't think about it. So many things. You remember your father said this. You didn't do it. You remember this. Yeah, you lift up your hand. You've done it. Everybody here. Lift your hand well. You have not disobeyed before, are you? You have not disobeyed before. So sometimes this nature is in us. You grow with it. You will never obey anything. Some people are actually opposers, always opposing instructions. Don't do it. That's how they are. These people, they never receive miracles. Manifestations. Manifestations. Now the third one is miracles. In the same way, it says Zachariah saw an angel in his old age and his wife. Okay, he and his wife, Elizabeth, received power to give birth in their old age. So that's miracles. They received the miracle of a child. And they gave birth to John the Baptist. Luke chapter 1 verse 36 says it. Behold, your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived. Okay? Yes, conceived. And this is the sixth month. that she is conceived, or she who was called barren is with child. That's it. Miracles happen. Miracles will flow from today.
Amen.
If you are looking for miracles, manifestations and abundance, I'll give you what stirs it up. You see that somebody has received. How did the person receive? You must check out for that which stirred up the ability to receive. Obedience. Obedience. Be obedient. Be obedient. Turn your heart to the place of obedience. I promise you, miracles will come to you. Obey things that are being done in church. Obey. Let's flow. If you come to church, is it not a good thing you are being told to do? Help somebody to be a Christian. Is it not a good thing? How come you readily accept people who are taking your money? Go and stake lotto. You are lotto into lotto staking, you know, betting, all these things. Things that take your money. You spend all your money on, you know, pornography. All your money. You won't listen to podcasts which will build your life. So I'm saying that you are disobedient. So no miracles. But if you turn it into obedience, there will be miracles. Hallelujah. Tell somebody it is not over. Your life is not ended yet. You can also be obedient. Be obedient. You can be obedient. You can be obedient. Yes. You know, when I see Vanessa who is singing, she's singing so well. The reason, how many of you think she sings well? Yeah. Very well. Now, I saw that thing. That's why she didn't just start like over and sing. Something, because when I first met her, she was like, but then I realized that she listens. She do this, she will do it. I noticed that when I told her to do certain things, she was so committed to them. Things that I said she should just be at the back and learn something. She'll come from school, she'll be there, learned and grown into so many things that she was not. Even her singing has grown to be better and nicer than it was. Yes, obedience. She was there. You know, there learning whatever I said she should learn. What are you learning, Adaba? Just learn how to do Facebook Live. Just do it. And she'll be. I was impressed, and I called her. I said, because she had come from school on a vacation. I told her, I'm impressed that the way you were dedicated to that simple statement that I said, just be at the back and learn what is happening. In fact, I said, learn what is happening at the back. She will be. You know, I'll come in and I'll tell her. She'll be sitting there. So, this sister. Okay. Because I gave somebody light to do. Today, I think he's a Rasta man or something. I don't know. I gave him light. He never appreciated that. Just control my light. It's very important for me. Control the light for me. Just be there. Callous. You know, do this, do this. Never. You see that his time, he needs to be a video. He needs to do it. And you can't obey. Your life will go a certain way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Light is so important. So just do the light. That's it. Just stay here. Sweep. Just do this. They won't do it. I saw that. I said, no, there's something. That's why I like her. I won't lie to you. Her obedience. Everything. So it has been one stage. So when I tell her, she will do it. I don't know. She doesn't have a lot of expressions on her face. Look at her face. She will just, okay, Bishop, that's all. She will not. She's not that, oh yeah. She's not talking so much like. It's recently that she even talks a lot to me. Many people are talkers. Oh, I've seen their talkers now. I bypass them. I don't want to talk a lot. Talkers. I promise you, there are a lot of talkers. We'll do. They won't do it. But she'll just do. Okay. Yes, she'll do it. So one after the other, I give her this, she'll do it. And I say, okay, can you try this? Okay, we'll try. Then she'll do it. You'll do this, then she'll try. That's how she has come this far. Do you get it? She's one thing after the other. From obedience. It's not like she was cooked and made. No. That's how it is. It stirs up, you know, miracles. Miracles. And the Bible says, yeah, Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot. What does the Bible say? Fill the water pot with water. What nonsense is this? What kind of miracle is this? We need wine. The wedding, you know, just think about a party. Everybody, you know, sometimes at the party, and at whatever, also time. We need wine instead of starting the car and going to the shell shop and buying wine. I say we should fill water. What a waste of time. By the time we finish filling the water pot, if it doesn't work, the people are gone. Everybody is gone. But they just obeyed. They just obeyed. That's how it is. Obedience. They obeyed and failed. Draw. He said to them, draw and bear to the governor of the feast. Hey! They did it. If you are a worker in church, be obedient to working for God. You shall serve the Lord, he shall bless you. Serving God blesses. God will bless you. Many people, if you serve God well, what you need will be supplied. Marriages are supplied through obedience. Weddings, finances, just be there and just continue doing it. God will supply. Hallelujah. John 2 has miracles in there. The miracle, as they went, and then even give us 9 and 10 together. Look at the verse 9 and 10. All right. Look at the 9 and 10. John chapter 2. When the ruler of the feast tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, what drink is this? And said unto every man at the beginning said for good wine, and one man shall have drunk. Then that which is worse. But thou hast kept, look at that. It's the best miracle. Look at that. You have kept the good wine, but it was a miracle wine. Joy. Joy. Happiness. I pray for you. Amen. It's one of the things I looked out for. It's obedience is key. You have to really constrain yourself to obey. Constrain yourself to obey. What did he say? Okay, he said 1, 2, 3. Just do that. If you want to do anything, ask. Don't do this. Yes. Yes. Many young people too disobedient, so that there's no manifestation. I pray for you. May the Lord help you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Say you come to church. Come to church. Just come. Don't stay at home. You come when you want to come. You can't come when you want to come. God, you can't work with God as and when you feel like. You can't. Who are you? Ask your neighbor, who are you? You can't work with God like that. You have a wife. That's Vashti. You are like Vashti. She wanted to come when she felt like. You'll be deposed. You'll be removed. God can never work with you. You feel like then you come. You are nothing. You come to church. Sometimes people want us to beg them to come to church. At this stage of your life, Penyin Toto to Dao, we should beg you to come to church. You are just disobedient. There are people who excuses. It's a lie. You are a lie. You know you are lying. You know you. And a lot of people, I can see you. It's, why are you lying? You are lying. They are lying. They are lying to us about the reasons why they can't even come to church. Lies. Why are you lying to me? I hear Pastor Mark. Stand up. I hear Pastor Mark went to somewhere. Okay. I had sent him to go and visit some guy who was in church. Is it not true? I hear when he went there. I don't know. I've not verified the story because I heard it from somebody. I think that she told the story to my wife was telling me. I love that. I don't know whether it is true, but I think it is true. So he arrived at the member's house because he has not been in church. I said, Pastor Mark, go and visit this guy. And said, I have asked that you come. Because he said, I'm not well. So go. He's not been in church for some time, whether you've traveled. So he arrives. Meet the wife. That's the lies people tell. You are disobedient and you are also telling lies. As he arrived, the wife said, oh, he's gone out or something. Then he calls him from the house. Pastor Mark, I'm not well. Oh, I'm sick. Oh. So, I am in your house. Where are you? You said you are not well. You are lying. Is it true? He called from the house. You see, you can't keep lying like that. Serve God well. Be obedient to God. You know, it's a matter of choice. Oh. Obedience stirs up miracles, stirs up manifestations, and stirs up abundance. This is about two, three weeks ago issue. It's not like 5 years ago. Member of the church. Go to his house. He goes. In fact, he's been there once. He didn't miss and he's gone again. I'm sick. Or I'm. You know, that's how he also speaks. I am not well, or I'm sick as I'm here. I'm not well. Your wife says that you are going to work. You are, and then the voice changes. Lies! Lies. You are not sick. If you are sick, you can come. As you are sick, you have been able to walk to the drugstore. You've been able to walk to the drugstore. I've been able to do other things. You see people, they say that, my abdomen, the whole week you have been to work. Only church, your menstrual pain has come high up such that you can't come to church. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are just disobedient and a liar. Yes. So many of these things, I can't even go into. Why are you lying? You are lying to yourself, not to me. It's amazing. The church service that you didn't attend was attended by other people. You have lied to yourself and sank deeper. You have been known in the realms of the spirit as somebody who is disobedient and therefore cannot have supplies, abundance. You must be a hard worker to see all the things. And hard work is also one thing. Lies. People are like that. So I pray for you. Those of you who are watching online, I pray. Obedience is a power that stirs up. I tell you, it's like a prefix to miracles. To miracles. You need it. It must be in place. If obedience is not in place, your reward is not in place. I like Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Why? Because the Bible says, and it shall come to pass. Tell somebody, and it shall come to pass. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God and his commandment, which I commanded thee this day, if you will obey this and to observe and to do them, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Setting up on high, your promotion is based on your doing. Say, observe and do. Some of you observe, you hearken and observe, you don't do, you must do. Then the miracle takes place. Then he proclaims 14 blessings. Then check it out. But if you do not, there are 52 curses. Yes, 52 curses. You know, there are a lot of people, you watch them. It's not going to happen now. In the next 5 years, you will see. The nets that you'll be found in, you will see that you can't disentangle yourself. You walk around and continue disobedience, your disobedience. Continue. You have going from boy to boy. We have spoken to you, and you will not stop. You will meet the boy, that is your last boy. The last man, that is your killer man, you will meet. Because every day for thief man, one day for master. Every day, girl, you are moving from man to man. You will meet the man, that is the last man. There's always a last time. There's always a last time. Having sex everywhere, you want to go in for parties. There's a party you go at, you will attend, it will change your life. That will be that you can't even tell us what happened at the party, but your life is changed forever from that party. You are sneaking and moving, you will never obey. Young girl, look at you. Every day you have moved your breath, somebody's drinking your breath. You are not married, different men are drinking every time. By the time your husband comes, there's no milk in it again. It has become flat because all the men have drunk and sucked and removed. All the juices are gone. By the time the real man comes, you have to go and have a silicone gel implanted there so that the man will feel that it looks like a ball. It's not true. You meet the last man. The last man. You meet the last man. That should be the last time. There's always a last time. It's always a last time. We must all be obedient. You stay here, you smoke. You drink, you are into alcohol. You don't obey the word of God. You must be obedient. Yes, there's one you smoke, you go off. There's one. Drinking. That one day, you know, some people are drinking, nothing is, you think that nothing has happened. Then you drank, but before you realize your liver has a problem. Is that what you want? Obedience helps in so many ways. I pray. May the Lord help us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't think you are smart. A lot of you young people, you see, you are young. I have not attained a certain age before, but at least I must have crossed your age to be here. So don't think you are smart. The word of God is a miracle. Constrain yourself to believe. That's why I like church work, because the work of God is the book that is there. And we are all believing and obeying according to what is written. Yes. Put yourself in it. Be a worker in church. Join and obey. Help. Help. Basanta work. Help. Do whatever. join other things, football clubs and old students associations and all that. It's, they are all negative things that sometimes don't really help. You know, I pray for you that God will help us. How many of you think that your obedience is low and must come up? Must come up. Manifestations and miracles. I've given you the key to miracles. The key to miracles, manifestations and abundance, obedience. That's how the water was turned into wine. Your life is being turned into something happy and beautiful. Yes, your marriage is being turned into something happy and beautiful. Sometimes let the woman who is beaten in the marriage ask himself or ask herself why you are, because sometimes you are not obedient to some of the instructions. I'm not saying that beating is good, but Charlie, the way you also talk, somebody who is quick-tempered will always slap you. So you have to learn. I'm saying that you must learn. But obedience, it helps. Even in the natural, it is helpful. Even in the natural, it is helpful. I'm just saying this because I want you to know that even in the natural, it is helpful. Is it not true? Yeah. Hallelujah. But you see, it is my aim that we will be a miracle church. How many of you want to see miracles? No, real miracles. You must be a believer and somebody who is a heart, and you are obedient, heart follower and obedient. That's how it works. Totally. Nobody should change your mind when you receive a prophecy from the Bible. Nobody should change your mind. Nobody. No. Anybody that stands in your way, bulldoze them down. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not listening to you. You go for it. The word of God is true. Yeah. It's true. Nobody. Hey. You can't see anybody else. I see this prophecy and I'm going for it. We are going for it. Say, I'm going for it. By our obedience. Going for it. Some of you should dive into the work of God fully. Don't let anybody confuse you. Don't let anybody. If you are in this church, you must be convinced. I am in it and I am really in it. You can't be here and there. Those of you who are here and there, go there. You can't be blessed. You can't receive a miracle from here. Your mind is not here. Go. We'll be very happy not to see you again. That's true. Because you don't believe in me. You don't believe. You go somewhere else and you're always thinking, oh, if you do it this way, if you can't. Abba. How many of you are going to believe? How many of you are going to believe in the things that we say we are going to do, even in church, for the work of God to move? Or you believe and obey, and then miracles are coming to you. I'll tell you something. That is what will stir up sometimes the man of God to proclaim some blessings on your life. Stirs up something. So as you have lifted your hand, even my heart was stirred to proclaim a blessing on you. That as you have committed yourself to say that, Bishop, we will stay with you as we are working to build the church of God. I prophesy miracles. You know, I prophesy streams of our miracles, streams of abundance, and streams of manifestations. Yes, I prophesy. Somebody here will receive a miracle marriage. Somebody here, you will receive a miracle job. Somebody here, you will receive a miracle promotion. By your commitment and dedication, it will happen. It will happen. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive. Look at my face. Graduates are not getting jobs, but people are getting jobs. Miracle job is coming to you. Receive it. Miracle job. Dedication. Dedicate yourself to the word of prophecies that is coming. We will work for God. We are here. We give ourselves to prayer and to the work and the word. We will do it. When we are praying, we are coming. We are fasting, we are fasting. We are fasting, we are coming. When is it starting? We are coming. That should be your attitude. Not the laid back attitude, you are just there. Nobody is bringing, it's like Jesus is looking for people too. It's like, oh, your miracle, then he brings it to your house. Rise up and take it. Because the man, as Ola, you said, the man that was sitting at the pool, 20, how many years has he been there? 30 years. You can be there. The water is here. The angel comes to stir. You have been there. No miracle. As though miracles are not happening around the pool. As though nothing is happening. I see intelligent people. I see smart people. God has blessed. And I can see that, look, if only you can be obedient, your life becomes miraculous. Yeah. That's it. If only. If it's just that little bit of obedience you need to add and to move into, that will just change your life. Stop playing half and half. Be obedient in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you are going to stir up abundance? Ask your neighbor, what do you need in your life? Maybe you can't say, but what do you need? Become obedient. Stir up obedience to provoke supply. Stir up obedience. You have to tell God, I'm obeying all this for you so that I'll get that. I need this. I'm obeying. I will not turn back. This is what I'll do for life. That's it. Stir up obedience. Stir up obedience. Stir up what? Obedience. Stir it up. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you for this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.